Elizabeth, ELIZABETH, Reyes, REYES, 5/22/83. Today is, let's see, 9/25/25. Our patient is a 42-year-old woman who comes in today for a follow-up of anemia. Patient has been anemic for over a year. H&H has dropped down to 9 and 33. Her RDW is 17.1. Her white count is within normal limits. Her TSH is normal. She's having shortness of breath, tiredness, lower extremity edema, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, visual convulsion reported, period. The paragraph, we had started on iron tablets previously, but she quit taking her iron, and she says she doesn't know why. She appears quite pale, period. Family history, no uterine cancer, but positive for breast cancer, diabetes, and obesity. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, being pregnant. Been pregnant 4 times. She works in a machine shop. She does have very abnormal periods, and she bleeds a lot all the time. In quotation, COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-medication, not taking any medications at this time. Surgical, only C-section and tubal ligation. Medical problems, history of high cholesterol. Last cholesterol was 226, triglycerides 317, period. Iron levels were not done. A1C was 5.1, period. Blood pressure is 135 over 80, pulse 69, respiration 20, O2 sat 100%, running at 98.7. Heart positive, spleen positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck show, JVD skin shows, nourish arm, mucosa within lesion, logical, non-focal. Assessment, number 1, anemia. Number 2, vaginal bleed. Number 3, 4, more iron given. Number 5, refer to OB-GYN once again. Number 6, give guaiac cards once again. Number 7, I told her she needs to get on with the program. If she doesn't, she's going to develop high output failure, cardiac failure, end up in the emergency room and require IV iron replacement. And next number, I already told her that she needs to check her guaiac cards to make sure there's no evidence of bleeding from anywhere else. Next number, she does have a fatty liver. Next number, her weight has been an issue. She wanted to lose some weight with Zepbound, a GLP-1 agonist, but we're going to hold off at this time. Most important thing at this time is to get to control the bleeding and get rid of her anemia. Next number, refer to OB-GYN ASAP for transvaginal ultrasound. Next number, I did see 2.5 to 3 centimeter uterine fibroid, which may be the culprit, but this is a transabdominal ultrasound, and she needs CT and a further evaluation of her uterus, period. Knee paragraph. Let's see. Findings were discussed with patient at length. She will take iron 325 once a day. She was given instruction how to use a guaiac card. Next one is bring the card. Next one is refer to OB-GYN ASAP. Next one is she does not take in her vitamin D or any of the medication that was prescribed. Next number, pedal edema multifactorial. Next number, knee pain is improved. Next number, no change in her carotid ultrasound. Next one is echocardiogram, shows no change from a year ago. Next one is findings were discussed with patient again one more time, and how important it is for us to follow up with the OB-GYN, get rid of the cause of the anemia, treat the anemia, and prevent developing high output failure and possible death. This was discussed with patient through an interpreter. Thank you.